Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
This morning, welcome. Come on in, sit down, relax, come chill with me as we start this hump day. Oh, what is the date? It's actually the 30th of July. So come hang out with me for the next hour. I had a start today with Miss Promise Marks, brand new piece called Give Me That Happy Feeling. And you know what? I think that's the perfect song to start this day. Just go out with a smile on your face. Just go out and start this day with a happy feeling, you know. I talk about on this show particularly, you know, it's up to us. It's really up to us, you know, how we start this day. There are so many ways and so many things we can do, you know, to kind of change how we feel, how we react, how we perceive, you know, and work on that today. I think today is a good day to kind of work on that. But anyway, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me today. This is one of my favorite shows to do, even though I'm always rolling out of bed to do it, right? My voice isn't as froggy as normal, right? I think I'm kind of sounding a little better than, you know, how I normally sound. I feel a little bit more awake. But you know what? That heat is getting me. It really is. You know, we've been getting into the low 80s all week. And for us, that's high, you know, because I don't think people realize we don't have air conditioning out here. It's not that we can't buy it. We could go to the stores and buy it. But, you know, homes and apartments and all don't have air conditioning. Buildings do, I would imagine, you know, but homes aren't built because it's not something we normally have for too many days in a row. But this summer, yeah, it's been pretty hot. Doing a house search again. You know, I hate moving. How about you? I hate moving. I'm trying to keep a good attitude about it, though. So I'm hopeful that we're going to find a perfect house. We rent, and so my landlord's wanting to move back into the house, which I understand. I can't be mad at that, right? We've been here for 2 years, and I've been able to look at this beautiful view from my office window for 2 years. So, you know, I'm blessed. I'm very, very blessed. And I believe that the next house we find is even going to be more perfect. You know, we looked at a great house yesterday. That is a great possibility. Really, really like the owner of the house, and the layout is way better than this one. Definitely way better than this one in a beautiful community. It's a ways out there, though. That's the one thing to really consider. It's a ways out there, but you know, I'm feeling good. I feel like we're gonna find a perfect house for my kids and for my dad, especially for my dad. So if we were to try for this house and get it, he would be very, very happy in this house. He would be very happy. And I think the owner thinks that there are deer that come through the backyard. My daddy would get a kick out of seeing some deer. But anyway, I'm feeling good. You know, I've been really, really working on how I handle situations and trying to just project positive out there, you know, and you know, deal with the challenges that I face. You know, it's not that I don't talk about it, because I do, you know, but even at that, trying not to give, you know, anything that's negative too much attention. I really, really believe from the motivational videos I'm listening to, which makes sense to me. And I would encourage you, if you need something that just kind of keeps you on track, go to YouTube and check out some of these motivational videos. But you know, in majority of the speakers talk about the fact that the more that you put into something, the more that you will receive that energy. And so if you put negative out, you receive negative in return. If you put positive out, you receive positive in return. And you know what? I've always tried to be a positive person, but now that I'm really looking at how I react to certain things and being a little bit more mindful, I think it's some good stuff. I really would encourage you to kind of take on that attitude, check out information that you can absorb and retain that's positive. Man, I'm not digging some of these videos some of you are posting out on social network. It's given a bunch of mess a lot of attention. You know, it's disturbing to me. And I think that if we ignore it, that it won't live, you know, in a sense. I mean, even down to kids are catching themselves on fire as a challenge. A girl threw boiling hot water on her brother and burned him up. This was another challenge. Kids fighting. It's all on video. I mean, what's that all about? You know, to the artists, well, I'm not even calling them artists, right? I shouldn't have said that. Please forgive me. These people that claim to be singers don't know if they really think they can sing or if it's a joke, you know, but they're getting a lot of attention. And you know me, I advocate for, you know, quality independent artists. That's my thing. They deserve to have the light shine on them, not these janky fools. Yes, I said it, janky fools. You know, they don't deserve it. I'm sorry, you know. And I don't understand why people are so into posting mess, posting negative stuff. You know, I just really, really don't get it. I do understand about awareness. So when you post and you're wanting to educate and aware people of things going on, that's one thing, right? But again, YouTube is all about how many hits you can get. Do you think that these kids would be posting stuff up on YouTube if they didn't think that they were going to get hits? You know, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, let me just jump back into some more music. And I haven't played this song in a while. And I think I'm going to do it. This is my dear, dear friend out there on the East Coast. He's one of the first radio show hosts I met here on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, gosh, years ago. So 2007, I would say, because when Kimora, my grandbaby, was born in 2008, I used to have her, you know, as a little tiny, tiny baby laying with me, listening to G. Wright's show on here on Blog Talk Radio. And so I'm going to play his piece, What's Love Supposed to Be?
There's no Shoot. try, but it's not worth it. The way you feel inside, so you've gotta reach high. I wanna send you, send balloons from heaven to the sky.
It'll be alright, baby.
This is the way we need to start out the day, don't you think? Good conversation and good music. You know, I'm smiling over here. How about you? You know, sometimes it can just be something as simple as putting on some good music that can just turn our day around, that can just change our attitude, right? So in this last set, I played my dear friend, gospel recording artist and minister G. Wright with his piece, What's Love Supposed to Be, going into Athene with, I'm going to say that's how you say her name, Athene Wilson with Wildfire with the amazing Elon Trotman. And then Carol Dubach with Smile, closing out this set with Brad Marquise with All of Me. Now that's some of that good independent music. That's all you're going to hear on Flavor Marlex Radio is independent music, because that's who I believe in shining the light on. Definitely that's my passion. That's my goal. That's my, I don't know, you know, have you ever just had something that just makes you feel so good in doing it? Doesn't mean that it's always easy. Doesn't mean that you don't run into, you know, challenges and obstacles in doing it. But something that just makes you feel good. Well, this is what makes me feel really, really good. It's how I spend my days, day in and day out, you know, with my family sprinkled in and my loved ones and all, right? But, you know, this is my passion. I think this is must be what it's like to be a creative soul. You know, when all you think about is creating that piece of art, whether it's music, whether it's a painting, whether it's, you know, graphics, whether it's, you know, creating something out of materials, you know, I think that this is what it must feel like, you know, because, you know, it's just what I love to do. I got to give a shout out to my girl, Sherry Gordy. Oh, she is one beautiful soul. She really, really is. You know, Barry Gordy did something very right when he brought that baby girl into this world. Okay, along with the help of her mama, right? Okay, it was her mama who brought her in the world. Okay, it was Barry Gordy that helped. But she is celebrating her one-year anniversary for Take the Stage Vegas. Tomorrow night, man, I wish I could be in Vegas. When I went to Vegas back in June 5th through the 9th, I fell in love with Vegas. I did. I fell in love with Vegas. So, man, I wish I could be down there. But shout out to Sherry Gordy and the Gordy team down there. I know y'all are going to have a great time. Then turn around on Sunday. Is going to be the finale down there of Take the Stage California in Studio City. with host Ariella. You need to get down there. If you are in the Los Angeles area, this is the place to be. Man, I swear every Sunday is a red carpet event down there for this amazing competition, and it's called Stage to Stage, and it's Sherry Gordy giving an opportunity to different cities in different states to potentially win a slot to perform on her stage in Vegas. It's a great opportunity, but they just seem like they are just really doing it up. You know, the stars are coming out and judging and just hanging out and performing and, you know, just taking all kinds of pictures. I mean, they got so many people involved with that great, great event down there in Studio City, and they're really, really doing it up. Well, guess what? It is heading to Chicago next. So, yes, if you are in the Chicago area, you think you've got what it takes to hit Sherry Gordy's stage in Vegas, you need to pay attention. Find out. You could actually go to SherryGordyPresents.com. She's got a website. She's got a Facebook page. You know, Google Sherry Gordy, Sherry Gordy Presents Stage to Stage, and follow it. Really follow it. She may be coming to a city near you. She may be coming to your hometown. It's really, honestly, a great opportunity. I was talking to somebody who was a part of it, and they were telling me how it was really, really a wonderful experience because it was not based off a crowd popularity. It was based off of, there are actual professional judges. I was one for here in Seattle, and but it's actual professional judges that generally about five, I think. I think that's what they had up here. And, you know, it's based off of different categories. And so it's really, really well done. Of course, you're going to get, you know, how the crowd reacts is definitely going to have a pull on it, too. You know, but it's done really, really well. And so, yeah, Chicago, get ready to take the stage to stage. Chicago is coming your way. So, you know, I love doing this show. I've been thinking a lot about my coffee house. You know, I found, you know, I moved my stuff out of storage. When I closed Flava in 2008, I had to get a big storage unit, you know, to put my things in from Flava until I decided what to do. Originally, I thought I might reopen. You know, but it takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of money. I don't think people really, really know what it takes to physically own a business that's in a physical location. And so that was something I think I just did not want to commit to yet, you know. My dad and I, we were looking at places back in those days, and I actually put in a bid for a location. I could have gotten it, but it was so costly. But it would have been perfect, but it was so costly. Now it's a used furniture store, and it's doing really good. It is. It's doing really, really good. But, you know, it takes a lot of commitment to be in a space like that, and I did it for 5 years by myself. I had hoped to have staff, but it just never got to that point where I could have staff, and so I ran Flava Coffee House by myself. Started out 7 days a week, and then I moved it to 6 days a week, because you know what, I had to do laundry, right? And, you know, my daughter, my teenage daughter, you know, she had to make a lot of sacrifices in having her mom have a business and things. And so, you know, I don't know if I want to commit to that again. But under the umbrella of Flava Coffee House, I had created Flava News. And off of that stems, you know, what is now known as Flava Marlex, because I teamed up with my business partner, Mark Van Claggett of Marlex Records. And so that's how it comes up with Flava Marlex. And we're doing a lot of things, you know, through the business. But, you know, I saw my sign. My kids are like, Mom, you're going to get rid of that, right? is too hard to move because it's big and it's very, very heavy. It was made so well. I cannot remember the man's name. I want to say his name was Mike, that designed my sign, but he did it just like I wanted it, you know? And it's me, and so at this point, no, I'm not willing to get rid of it. But I do know that it's very hard for my family to move. But it makes me miss Flava. Just looking at the signs or some of the things that came from, you know, within her walls, I miss Flava. I was a very good barista, too. I could make a mean cup of coffee. You know, but I missed it. I miss it. You know, I'm sitting here smiling. It's better than me crying because I could go that direction too. But I miss Flava, you know. But if it was not for Flava Coffee House, I wouldn't be Lady Flava. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, you know. And, you know, at the time when I made the decision to close, it was hard. It was really hard, and I was really sad, and, you know, and maybe even say depressed. You know, I was very blessed to have an amazing core that came together that helped me kind of make the decision, you know, to close her doors or to continue on. And so I'm very, very blessed, you know. But in hindsight, you know, now I can smile about it. I can tell you all the great, great stories. I don't feel the heaviness and the darkness of the financial struggles of it, you know. And so my daddy always said, you know, to take a bad situation and turn it into a good, and if nothing else, learn and grow. Well, I learned and I grew from it, but I have absolutely amazing memories, and my daddy was all a part of it. And he told me all the time I lived out his dream because he had a dream when he was younger that he could have a corner store, you know. And so Flava Coffee House was kind of like that feeling of having a corner store for him. So that's all good, right? It's all good. But I like this particular show because it allows me to start the morning with many of you from different time zones, you know, here in the United States. And, you know, hopefully throw out some good positive thoughts, share some great independent music with you, and, you know, just kind of give you something wonderful to start the day with. You know, I think that simple things like this can just really help us. And that's what my focus is. My focus is shining the light on independent artists, but just bringing awareness, making you stop and think, sharing some good stories. You know, I share a lot about my personal feelings and self, and even my professional when it comes to the coffee house shows. And the reason I'm so transparent in a sense in regards to that is that, you know, maybe if you hear one of my stories, it might say, you know what, man, I understand. I'm going through that too. Or it just kind of hits home. And sometimes I think that when we feel like somebody gets it, it makes it easier. But also I want to, you know, try to come up with tools for us to get through those things. Or, you know, I mean, I don't share negative stories or sad stories all the time, right? But I just want you to know, I go through it too. I'm evolving every day. I'm trying to be a better Susan. I'm trying to be a better Lady Flava, you know? And so as I go through this process, I like to share, you know, because I think that's one of the best ways is to share information. If it makes sense to you, that's wonderful. You know, if it doesn't make sense, that's okay too, right? It really is. That's okay. You know, but hopefully I share some good music that just makes you feel good. Maybe I share a thought that just makes you go, I get it. I understand it. You know, but I'm going to jump back into playing some more music. I'm going to play a piece from our very own Chocolate out here in Seattle, Washington. She has a nice piece called Sun's Out, because guess what? The sun's out today here in Seattle, Washington.
Hello? The one thing that I wish for you is just to be natural.
Stay natural.
This show always seems to go by so very, very quickly, but I'm so glad that you came to hang out with me today. Didn't I play some great music? Man, I am blessed. I am so very blessed with the amazing talents that come my way. In this last set, I played Chocolate with Suns Out, going into my girl Coley Williams with her piece Natural, and then my boy DeLon down there in Houston, Texas with Happy Home, and closing out this set with an amazing, amazing woman from Seattle, Washington, Bridget Hempstead, with her special piece, Sister Don't You Know. She's a breast cancer survivor, and now she's a mentor. And the girl's got pipes. She can blow. She really, really can sing. So I'm blessed to be able to play this particular piece by Bridget here on Flavor Marlex Radio. Well, like I said, you know, it's come to the end of another show, but it's a great day. The sun is out here in Seattle. It's beautiful. But you know what? Hopefully this day, this music can help turn your day around if you kind of woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You know, go out and make a great, great day. But first, look in the mirror. Know that you are an amazing person, and that person looking back at you just loves you so very much. Go out and share a smile, and especially a smile with a stranger. You just don't know how that simple act of kindness can change somebody's day. I know that the show's going to run out live, but I want to play a special piece, and you'll be able to hear it in the archives. Is by my cousin, Funky Z, and it's called Z-Funk. Have a great, great day.
Let it be.